joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. I hope you had a wonderful week, and I hope you have been in good vibrations. We have the Good Fortune Show every other Friday from the Joyful Manifestation Show. Both shows happening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time Fridays. After the Good Fortune Show, there was so much good energy going on that I actually got aligned to a couple of other shows that started. And, you know, I never noticed these shows before, and this is on TV. And one of them, I noticed within, I think, maybe 15 minutes or half an hour of the Good Fortune Show, I noticed a news show saying, well, I think it's called the Good News Show. And I'm thinking, I never noticed the show before. I didn't even know it existed. Do you know that in manifestation, things can exist or not exist? And it happens almost like magic. If a person, say fictitious Jane, is in good energy, then something can seem to exist. S-E-E-M, seem to exist. So it just magically appears. And if she's not in the right energy, it may not exist. It magically disappears. So in manifestation, things come into existence or seem to come into existence and seem to disappear. It would be great to get this concept, because a lot of people think, Sugandhi, she's saying she never noticed this Good News TV show on TV, of course. And maybe it always existed, or it did exist for some time, and Sugandhi just didn't notice it. But in manifestation terms, it could just be entering my reality when I'm in good energy. So it would suddenly seem to exist when I'm in the right energy, and then not have existed before that moment. Do you see what I'm saying? This is so important, because I will tie this happening up as we go into the show. Something may not have existed before, but suddenly exists when we are in the right energy. It's like being in an energy corridor, and I've written about this in my book, Joyful Manifestation, and the concept is so important. It is so vital for my listeners, our listeners, to understand this concept, because then they would understand what's happening in their world and why something seems to exist at certain moments and then does not exist in other moments. And we will tie this up with money, and we will tie this up with love, and show you the importance of understanding this concept, so that as you go forward in your life, you become what I call a person with a joyful manifestation mind, understanding and noticing what only a joyful manifester could understand or notice. Notice and then understand. Or understand and then notice. Because a joyful manifester has a certain type of mind and sees certain things. Only he or she can see it. Or even if it did exist, only he or she could understand it. understanding the concept that something can seem to exist while in certain energy is very important, because, for instance, after I did the Good Fortune show, I noticed within a few minutes, of course, that there's this show called the Good News Show, or the Good News Today Show. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I have gone through these channels so many times and I never heard of the show, never noticed it. How come I suddenly notice it? And within minutes of doing the Good Fortune show, it came into my reality. So more things of the same vibration as the Good Fortune show came into my reality. And my parents are a witness to this, because nobody knew that this show was on cable TV or TV. Nobody knew it. And how could we suddenly come up on the show within a few minutes of the Good Fortune show? Because they're all vibing in the same vibration, vibrational frequency. And I must have had the energy of the Good Fortune show around me to have attracted this and to have suddenly seen it, come upon it. And whether the show already existed and has been there for months and then I just happened to be lucky and noticed it, or if it just suddenly flashed into existence, it just suddenly came into existence, because in that particular vibration of the Good Fortune show, this show exists. This theory is so important, this concept, because as I said, I will show you how you can use it for money manifestation and love manifestation. And if you have the mind of a joyful manifester, you would get this, you know, quote unquote, get this, you would get it. Oh my God. So when you go forward in life and you come across things and you're thinking, okay, so I'm seeing this today because I am in such and such energy. And whatever you're seeing is evidence of the energy that you are in. And you will see a series of the same type of happenings. All kind of in the same line. And that's why they say in Law of Attraction, you need to get aligned with what you want. Act as if you already have it. Think of it and it happens. Pretend that you already have what you want. So if you have watched the movie, The Secret, I think there's this scene where they show somebody dressing as if he already has a job, a kind of job, dressing as if they already have something. I watched this movie, The Secret, a long time ago, so I don't remember the scenes exactly the way they are. But I do remember there's one scene about, at least one scene about dressing in a certain way as if you already have something. So if somebody wants a kind of a job and that job requires somebody, a person to wear a suit, formal clothing, then wearing formal clothing and practicing and acting as if you are already in that position and you have the job. You know how the manager of a store or some stores wear suits, while other people could be wearing certain types of uniforms? Well, if a person wants that particular job, he can dress as if he has that. And what that does is it brings someone into alignment with that particular position, in line with. So if we take this example of the Good Fortune show and we say, oh, Sugandhi was in line with good fortune energy and good news energy, and hence she happened to come upon this Good News Today show, T TV show. Well, that makes sense because then I'm aligned to it. And then I came across it, right? So I came upon it. And then whether it already existed before or it just came into existence in that moment because I was in a certain energy line, well, that's what we're going to discuss. And it really doesn't matter ultimately if it already existed and then I just happened to come upon it, or that it exists only in the energy line in which I was in at that moment. But in certain things like this, it doesn't matter. But in certain other things, it does matter. And I will tell you how that matters in the soulmate manifestation section of this show. In the meantime, though, we are taking a couple of minutes break and we are entering money manifestation section, work and career, so we can discuss more of this and help you understand these concepts so that you are able to look at something and then understand what it really means for you in terms of manifestation and why thinking like a joyful manifester really, really helps somebody with their life situation. So again, we're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and we're coming back soon. So hold on tight. The Iyer from the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We've been talking about things appearing in certain energy and not being there in existence, certain other energy. Some things you can understand what kind of energy they're in. Yesterday, I happened to come upon a few men getting together and pushing a huge tractor and its wagon. It had a wagon behind it. And okay, what was it doing on a main road? Don't ask me. But it was on a main road. And it was stuck. It couldn't climb a slope. a sloped hill going upwards. It couldn't go uphill. So it got stuck, and it had two, three men to push it, and they succeeded to some extent, and some other men came by on a bike, and they stopped them, and those guys got down, and so some five men got together and gave this tractor a push, and it had a wagon behind it, so they were pushing it with, from the wagon side, like behind the wagon. And yet the tractor did go uphill, it did climb, and then I think it took off on its own steam, but on its own power. But what does that signify? It signifies strength, right? Physical strength and achieving something and getting something together, helping out. So all of these things represent something. So when you see these things, then you would know, oh, okay, so that's the energy I'm in. I am in an energy that is showing me that here are some strong men and they're pushing uphill a tractor with a wagon, and that too holding the wagon side of it. And this shows strength, physical strength. It shows helpful mindedness, people coming together in society and helping out with this stuck tractor, which is again on a road. And so when you come across these things, you will know, oh, this is where I am, this is what I'm watching, this is the reality that I'm in. And then you understand, okay, so I like this reality because it indicates physical strength, it indicates people getting together, being kind. You know, when people in society get together and help out and not expecting anything in return, so a sense of generosity, warm-heartedness, again, physical strength, and all of these things. So they're indications of the energy that somebody is in. And then depending on being in that particular kind of energy, they see more of this. They come across more nice people. They come across more strong people, physically strong people. They come upon more happenings like this. So a person can evaluate where they are, what they are in, the kind of energy they are attracting, and then that kind of results in them understanding, okay, this is where I am. I like this, or I don't like this. And now I need to decide, in case I don't like this, where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do in order to change this. So it helps in decision making. All of this helps in decision making. So when I came upon the scene, other than the fact that why is a tractor on a main road, you know, sometimes these things happen. Well, when I came upon the scene and I saw all of these things, I personally was happy because here are some nice people getting together, pushing a tractor uphill, and I liked it because it shows a sense of one-heartedness, togetherness, and willingness to do something for no return. And all of them were smiling and happy and laughing while they were pushing the tractor up. So kind of happy atmosphere with really physically strong people around. I liked it. And so that helps me choose. You know what? I like this town. I like what's going on. I like their open-heartedness. I like the fact that they're so strong and they are able to do these things and they're so nice to each other, smiling, not complaining. There was nobody standing there and complaining at this, like, why is there a tractor on a main road? Why is it blocking everybody? Why did the driver do that? There's no one complaining. Everybody was waiting patiently and just getting together and pushing the tractor up. That was the focus. Not to complain and, you know, complain about this tractor driver. So I really liked it. And then this goes well together with the Good Fortune show. It goes together with the Good News Today show. And, you know, if let's say the Good News TV show, if they were around, they would have definitely captured this and put this out and said, oh, look at this. This is so nice, blah, blah, blah. People together, coming together happily and, you know, doing all of this together. So all of these things kind of show somebody where they are, what they're experiencing, how their life is. And then They can choose to have more of it, or they can choose to navigate to it something else. And the manifestation part of it is to know what your aura contains. And remember, I think in the Good Fortune Show last time, or was it the Joyful Manifestation Show? I was talking about the aura and it being a container and it containing the vibrations of what you would like to see more of. And when somebody chooses a certain town and chooses a certain job, a certain company, and they meet people who are helping each other out, and there is a joyful atmosphere, people are not complaining, and you know the word, the B word, right? BIT, whatever, dash, dash, dash. People not complaining and saying bad things about each other, and really making the atmosphere. Polluting it and knowing that the company that you're in and the way that people treat each other, if there is some kind of a camaraderie ship and friendship and helping each other and not feeling jealous if one person progresses and just getting together and making one's world a good world. And so, knowing where you are you able to see these things? Are you able to observe it and then say, you know what? I choose something else. I choose something else, or I continue to choose what I am already in. And then your power of making a choice comes into existence. And using your own radar abilities, your skills, you choose to navigate to where you want to be. And to know and to choose what you would really like to witness more of. Again, I'm in a place right now where there were some peacocks competing with each other. They kind of meow like a cat. And they're competing with each other or singing together, I don't know which. And basically, I'm in a place where all of these peacocks are around and making these sounds, and it's a beautiful place. And then there were some birds that were sounding like calling bells. You know, when you have those bells and you put it and you press it, and then you've got those birds going tee 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 tee. I mean, these birds really sound like that. They sound like calling bells and doorbells. In knowing that, oh, I like this and I want more of this. I want more peacocks. I want more of these birds around me. I want this greenery around me. I want this beauty around me. I would rather hear these birds than some of the polluting talks that people engage in. And what are the vibrations that we are in? And so we're constantly choosing. And when you're in your career, you can choose to be in a company where you see people being paid well. They're paid well, their work is appreciated, colleagues appreciate each other. They celebrate birthdays together. They go on coffee breaks and tea breaks together. They have lunch together. They do things together. It's like a party atmosphere. And you get to choose this kind of energy for yourself. And as you choose it more and more, what happens is you get more in tune with these things, and your intuition picks out these things. So the way this works is even in a company where there is 50% polluting factors, negative pollution, gossip, right, backstabbing, etc. And then let's say there's 50% good things happening. As your sense of picking out the good, focusing on the good, improves, you will start to see in the same company where there is 50% good and 50% bad, you will start to zone into and tune into the good stuff. As you tune more and more into the good stuff, that's what you're going to notice. So you will notice more people getting together and having a party and being appreciative of each other, working together, being paid well. You will notice that. But you will stop noticing soon the negative things. And as you focus more and more and your tuning mechanism tunes into the good stuff, you will get more and more of that. And the bad stuff disappears. Whether this happens by you, actually, like people in the company, everybody starts to behave well, or whether it happens that you get offers from more companies that have a higher percentage of good versus bad. The way that it happens, the universe gets together and does that for you. But for a person that is looking at all the bad things and focusing on the bad things and getting dramatically emotionally engaged in the bad stuff, their aura will contain that, and the next job would have more of that, the same or more. So a person is like a, I don't know what the word, what's the word we can use? Zoning, tuning mechanism? And like a metal detector. A metal detector would know where there is metal. Not that I've researched that, but I assume from all the comic books I've read, I think, in the past. You know, people going on the beach and finding things, metal detectors. They detect metal. Now, you can become a metal detector or a good vibe detector. And into those situations that are really, really good. And that's how I managed to tune in to today's TV show. That's how I managed that. It just happened. I was fresh out of the Good Fortune show. And within a few minutes of that show, I happened to tune into this show. Like a metal detector, you start to tune and find and zone into those things that have vibrations of goodness, abundance, generosity, beauty, good people, amazing situations, celebration, joy. This is your job. This is really your only job. Your only job in this world is to become like a metal detector, but for good vibrations instead. And you detect it. And you're able to zone into it, tune into it. And then you attract more and more of it, because more and more of this energy that you tune into gets stored in your aura. And I'm not even going into, you know, what it does at your cellular level. You're not going into the whole biology of things. But it does fill you up with goodness and good vibrations. And guess what? You manifest more and more of that. And so, instead of tuning into the people who have low salaries, who are paid low, who are discriminated against, who are not treated well, instead of tuning into that, you can tune into those people who are paid well, who are appreciated, who are the boss's favorites. So let me explain this one thing. And I know that a few people would feel or may feel affronted, but we're here to make you joyful manifestors and attract good fortune energy. We're not here to become a revolutionary person who is into this cause and that cause. That's not why we are listening to the show. We're here to work with people who want to attract good into their lives and who are not constantly trying to solve situations and solve problems. So for those people who want to attract good, there is no point in noticing the situations and tuning into the situations, focusing on the situations where people are being treated badly. It is better to focus on the situations where people are treated well. So, and I'm giving you this example, and I said this is not the show where we're solving social problems. This is a joyful manifestation show. It's a good fortune show. This show is to show you how to become lucky in life. That's why we are here. And let's say there's an awful situation, and it's great to understand this concept. Let's say there's an awful situation where there's a percentage of good and there's a percentage of bad. And even in the good, let's say the boss treats certain people favorably. And let's say the boss discriminates against some people. And again, we're not saying this is right. We're not trying to claim that this boss is right or that he is not morally wrong. But we're here to help you understand that by noticing the negative that the boss does, that is treating people badly and discriminating, there is more likely to attract that situation even in a new job. Because more and more of that energy will get stored in the aura and then be attracted by virtue of the operation of the law of attraction. But if a person tunes into the situation where the boss treats certain people, again, we're not saying it's morally right. We're just saying if somebody notices more of the boss treating certain people favorably and maybe giving them raises disproportionate to the work, then as a person notices that and it starts to click in their mind, oh my God, I want to be the boss's favorite. I want to be treated like that. I want the boss to notice me and to treat me well. So as a person notices that more and focuses on that more and more of that energy gets stored in the aura, and then it actually happens. Become the favorite, the boss's favorite. Again, we're not talking of the morality of all of this. We're just saying that what you focus on expands to create your reality. This is a very, very important law of attraction saying, principle. What you focus on expands to attract your reality, to create your reality. And then when you get back to that place where, remember I was saying that in certain energy, certain things exist, and in certain other energy, certain things don't exist. So then in your energy, the boss would suddenly, if your energy has changed and has become favorable to you being treated well, your boss suddenly treats you well. It just happens like this, snap of your finger. And you won't even know why it happened. Oh, what happened? My boss is treating me well. Well, your energy changed and suddenly it came into existence. And it does not matter if it existed in the past or not. But it exists for you right now. And that's what matters. And this is how you change your fortune. This is how you manifest things. This is very important. But if you notice all the negatives of everybody being discriminated against and being treated unfairly, then, you know, you might get empowered and you might become a torch holder and torch bearer for the under... What is that? I don't know what to call it, for those people who are not treated well, people who are not paid what they're worth, people who are discriminated against and not being given their due recognition, can become a torch holder for them, a torch bearer, but then that becomes your fortune. That is to say, that will become fictitious Jane's karma, to notice more of these people and to become their torchbearers and to fight a cause for them. That becomes her fortune or her negative fortune or her karma. Rather than being treated well by the boss, being the apple of his eye and getting all the favors and getting promoted and your work being appreciated and recognized. So a person's career can change by virtue of what a person notices in his workplace and what he focuses on, the energy that he attracts to him, the energy that he fills his aura with. All of these things can absolutely create make or break a person's fortune. Even in movies, you know how they say, oh, this person did something to please the producer, and so the producer gave her this role for new actresses, upcoming actresses and models, singers. Oh, they did something to please somebody, and so they got the benefit of that role. I'm never going to do that, and I don't care if I never become prominent and famous in life, but my principles are what holds me. Well, all of this is fine. Everybody has their own set of values, and personally, I don't think somebody should be doing something that they're absolutely against in order to get something, correct? Everybody wants to be recognized for their work and not because they did something to please a producer. But at least know, while you're making these choices of who you want to be, that you're making these choices consciously, and that being completely anti people who please the producer to get their roles and being focused on that would bring in more of the energy of being proven morally right, but then filling your aura up with more of the negative aspects of being in the film industry and being an upcoming actress or a struggling actress, being focused more on that rather than being rewarded for talent. So I would say if a person is in that situation, an upcoming actress who is trying to get roles, that nobody wants to actually, you know, polish the producer's ego to get a role, but at least don't focus on that. And focus on the stories where maybe a person gets recognized for his talent, rather than focusing on the stories where wrongdoings happened and this producer took advantage of this person and all of the gossip associated, and then getting all nervous about it, and then blocking one's energy for good fortune to come in. Because there are stories where a person is sincerely wanted for his talent. And let's say a producer says, oh, you know what? I really like this person. This person is talented, looks good. I think he or she can do this role really well. So focus on those stories instead. Nobody has to sell their morality and their value system, but you could definitely turn your attention towards those stories that are real and genuine, and people get discovered for all the good reasons. And they get their chances, they climb the ladders up really quickly, the success ladders. This is, you know, where the movie industry is concerned and where these situations happen. But in a company, of course, you know, the bosses, normally you just have to be nice to them and show them that you're on their side, and there's nothing as bad as what goes on in the movie industry, right? But what are the stories that a person focuses on? What are the stories that he notices? What is it that he fills his aura with? Is he being indignified, or is he being angry with this industry or that industry, angry with the movie industry, angry with the music industry for being unfair, for treating people badly, for being discriminatory in their selection process? So being angry with things does not help. But being pleased and noticing those situations that work out favorably for people really, really helps. And what happens then is that the aura gets filled with all of those good news stories. And as the aura gets filled with these good news stories of good things happening for people, then the energy changes. And once in that energy, you will see more stories of good things happening for people, and suddenly something good happens for you. It just manifests out of the blue. It just suddenly exists for you. Your reality changes. good things start to exist for you. And you become a manifester, a master manifester, and you become an attractor of good fortune, and good things start to happen. And this is how people need to evaluate their world and to see where they are and to focus on where they're going, rather than getting angry with the world or getting displeased with situations and stories of discrimination and all the bad things that are happening. People can't change their fortunes here and now in this moment. In this moment, a person can decide to be selective about the stories that she hears, he or she hears, and to be selective about the kind of life that a person can have. Which is, of course, break your interest in manifestation, love and sex. We will take a couple of minutes, listen to some music, and come back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love.
On the IA for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. And we want to say something very important right now. You know how I was trying to say that things seem to exist in certain energies, and then in certain other energies, they don't seem to exist? Well, we don't have so many minutes left for the soulmate manifestation section, and we will be signing off soon, of course, but I want to leave something very important with you. Where soulmate manifestation is concerned, you know how they say this man is a cheater? He always cheats. And I'm sure many women have come across this, and some men, where they meet women, or they keep meeting women or men who are unfaithful. Or that a partner suddenly turns unfaithful and hints. People come across hints and evidence of this unfaithfulness. And it starts normally with a person coming back home late. And certain errands start to turn up. Why I want to bring this point up today is because, like I said, we have very few minutes left for the soulmate manifestation section. So this particular concept of things suddenly seeming to appear and then not existing in certain energies or existing in certain energies means, the way that we can apply it here is, when somebody becomes a real soulmate manifester, a joyful soulmate manifester, a person would understand that if I am noticing evidence of somebody possibly cheating on me, of possibly being unfaithful, then it means that this evidence is appearing because I am in certain energy. What this means is, if fictitious Jane were not in that energy, and if her aura did not contain that energy, that evidence of someone being unfaithful, a partner being unfaithful, would not appear. It would only appear if there was some vibration going on in fictitious Jane's energy where she attracts unfaithfulness. So a person, when faced with a situation, should immediately think, oh my God, I'm in energy. I'm in a certain energy where this lack of faithfulness and evidence of unfaithfulness is coming to me. So it's flowing in this energy, and I just happen to be in this energy where this is suddenly happening. And maybe somebody was faithful for a very, very long time and suddenly all of this negative evidence. Well, the thing is, use this theory, this concept of knowing that something suddenly seem to exist in certain energies and will not exist in some other energy. So no need to go looking for more proof. No need to go see if there's a history of cheating going on. Just know that fictitious Jane should know that she's suddenly in some energy where she's not attracting good. And that this thing, the story of someone being unfaithful, need not have a past. So no need to go digging for a past, because once somebody is a negative energy, they will find a past. Because that story gets attached to this happening. You see what I'm saying? A person is in the energy of attracting unfaithfulness, and that is what fictitious Jane needs to understand. Oh my God, I'm in energy. I'm in a certain energy where I'm attracting unfaithfulness instead of faithfulness. And knowing this, one becomes alert that the cause is one's own love karma. And one can focus on fixing that rather than trying to dig up more evidence of a person cheating. Fix the energy that fictitious Jane needs to fix, the energy that she is in, which is bringing to her evidence of the person that she loves cheating on her or going to cheat on her. Emotional cheating, physical cheating, it's all the same, right? And then, well, not the same, but I'm just saying it, focus on changing her energy so that what evidence seemed to exist disappears. It will disappear. As she changes her energy, the reality changes. She is no longer a person who's a victim of unfaithfulness, but she is a person that is attracting faithfulness. And, you know, we can talk more about this, or if there's somebody who needs to work on this, do contact me. Do contact me through the show page. My phone number is on it. Do send me a text. And let's talk about it. Let's work on your situation. But we're at the end of our show. We are literally signing off for today. We will meet again for the Good Fortune Show, which is next week, Friday, 7 p.m. last week. Stand time. Until then, continue to change the reality that people are in And until next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show, this is Sugandhi Iyer signing off today. Have a wonderful day.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.